I probably need her to come straighten up, you know, really.
Well, that's why I asked her to come today. I, you know, thought a little segue we could somehow get her to help you.
Well, introduce this lady. Introduce Sherlock Holmes here.
Well, my Chamber Business Spotlight today is Tina Plicta, and welcome back, Tina.
Thank you.
You have Orderly Manor.
That's right.
Which is your own business that you opened up here in Spring Hill, and it's to help people get organized. But I think you have a new tagline, or at least that's new to me.
No.
And it's do more, live better, and worry less.
Yeah.
And that sounds just exactly what happens when you get organized.
It is.
So
I started the business 2 years ago, and I just love being able to help people go into their homes or their business and help them, you know, make it a better place for them and prioritize their time so mm-hmm. that they can really enjoy the things that they love most.
Well, a lot of people, kind of like me, management by pile, you know,
yeah.
And I know it's here and it's somewhere, but you spend a little time looking for it, and it's not efficient use of your time and in your
right.
day, and that's probably about why you're saying you can do more if you are organized.
That's right, and I know life gets real busy mm-hmm. and pulled in all these directions, and usually clients come to me when they're just so overwhelmed and they just reach a wall, and they just, life is busy and they're pulled in many directions, and sometimes you just have to stop and just kind of reevaluate and make some changes that sometimes mm-hmm. takes a little time up front, but once you do that and put some process in place, mm-hmm. it does help free up time
and
that you can
stay on it. And it's kind of reprogramming yourself and your family to do some things. But this time of year, I just think is when it kind of hits us, okay, it's a new year, let's do new things, and you can see it in all the stores. They bring out all these storage containers, and,
yeah.
you know, the Christmas goes away, and well, they have the Valentine stuff out, but in between
right,
is
right.
let's get organized.
Right.
So that's why I wanted you to come today, so the people knew that they didn't just go to Target and do it themselves. They have you as a good resource in town here.
I appreciate you having me here. And especially this time, too, they have all the sales going on. Everybody's, you know, grabbing that. But at the same time, just to be cautious of what you're bringing in, just because mm-hmm. it's a good deal doesn't mean
right.
you need to
create it's a storage box. It doesn't
right.
always help you
Sometimes
out.
You need to just really go through and see if you can purge some things and then store the items that you want to keep or that have meaning to you. And
so you have one-on-one time with a family or somebody that wants to do the organizing, and you're probably a little bit of a psychologist along the way as well, so that you can tell when people can part with something and when they can't, and then you help them through that. Because it could be heart-rending to do that.
It is. And sometimes, too, going through some things, it could be, you know, a loss of a family member
mm-hmm.
or just a transition in their life that's hard to deal with. So sometimes it is, especially with the move. You know, there's so many things that you have to be doing and making quick decisions on, and everything is up in the air
yes.
and emotions get high and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So being able to come alongside a family when they're moving and to help kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
move them along and keep them on track and just take a minute to just breathe and say, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're a busy mom, too, so you know how that is, and have two active boys, and both of us get our eyes big when we say boys, because yeah, they are active. But you can relate to a lot of things that people are going through, and you moved here from Chicago area,
right.
and so you've gone through a move, and there's a lot of personal experience you have that relates to what other people are going through. Or
exactly. I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and having the organization helped in that, too, mm-hmm. but it's I can relate to
you just have a heart for it. And then you got some experience right off the bat with the library, didn't you? Go over and help them do some things. And
volunteering there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, speaking of the library, on January 23rd of this coming 2016, I'll be speaking at the library.
Oh, good.
9:30 to 10:30, and just talking about simplifying and being intentional
uh-huh.
with the choices you make and being careful what comes in the home and what goes out of the home.
So people want to call you and find out how your schedule is, and when can you go see them? What number do they use?
It would be 615-477-8396. And I do offer a free consultation, so if you call, I can come out and see the your home or your business and just kind of find out what areas you're struggling with and then go from there.
And you have a website too, don't you?
Yes, it's at orderly-manor.com.
Okay. And the Orderly Manor has something biblically based.
Yes. It took me a while to kind of think about what I was trying to do with this business. And in the Bible, it has a verse, 1 Corinthians 14:40, that just talks about everything being done in a properly and orderly manner. And I know that when things around me are in order, there's more peace and I can think more clearly. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's where I get my peace from God. But to have those things in order and just try to, you know, go through life and not be so...
It kind of gets you inside internally straightened up and organized, yeah, you know, if you're scattered all about.
Yeah, if it's really cluttered around you, it's hard to think clearly. And
Tina, have you ever encountered, bless their heart, a hoarder, you know, that we see sometimes on the reality?
I have had some situations like that, and... it's probably been the more tougher situations for me, but also the more most rewarding I have seen the changes that took place in that.
Because a lot of times that's more than just a things are out of order issue. It's probably deeper than that, isn't it?
Right, and usually there's some kind of trauma or, you know, crisis that triggers that. But I had one client that it was a pattern in the family, and so her parents... You know, had that tendency.
That was a reference point.
And then they had passed, and so she had their stuff and her stuff. But it was one of those moments that was just, she was ready to make the change. And that's what it is a lot of times with organizing, is that people need to be ready to make that change. Because I can go in and organize it, but it could go back the same way if they're not ready to make a change. Just like, you know, New Year's resolution and people saying they're going to change the way they eat or, you know, whatever.
Exercise.
You know, but it's just to be ready to make that change.
Well, I think you were a perfect guest for us for this time of year, very timely for Orderly Manor. Right. And Happy New Year to you,
Happy
Tina. And we'll see you at the chamber meeting in January.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I found out she doesn't do painting, but her husband does. So anyway, now we
know.
There
you go.
Yeah.
But when you're ready to get organized, you have to have Tina come.
Well, Linda, we're going to take a break here, and then we're going to have Ricky on the air. Now, you say Libby is not going to join us on the radio this morning. She's here strictly as an observer.
She has some laryngitis going on. Well,